Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn Perek Aleph of Maseches Ksubos, Mishnah Yud. Today, we're only going to do one Mishnah because we were off kilter a little bit in terms of two Mishnahs today because of that confusion with that long Mishnah in Yevamos that may be a long Mishnah or maybe seven Mishnahs, whatever it is. Okay, so Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud says the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ma'isa b'tinoka shiyard l'malos mayim min ha'ayin v'ne. And so there was a terrible incident of a young girl who went down to draw water from a spring of water, and she was nana, she was raped, she was violated by some guy, and she said that the person that had done this to her was not a pasul, and therefore she is not pasul l'kuhuna. So Amar Rabbi Yochum Menuri, Rabbi Yochum Menuri paskind, im rovan shiyar masiyin l'kuhuna, ha'rezo tinase l'kuhuna, that if most of the men in that town are not psulim, meaning they're people who are allowed to marry their daughters off to kohanim, and therefore people who, if they slept with a girl, would not pasul her from kuhuna, then this girl is also not pasul from kuhuna. But if more of the people, if the majority of the people are psule kuhuna, then a kohen shouldn't marry this girl. Now, Rabbi Yochum Menuri paskins like Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer that if a woman slept with a guy who we don't know, that she's nemenis to say that the guy is not a pasul. So she's allowed to marry a Kohen. Rabbi Yochum Menuri adds, though, that she's mutter only in a sense that if a Kohen went ahead and married her, they're allowed to stay married, meaning it's only a b'dieved psak, but as a matter of l'chadchila, they absolutely should not get married. That's unless most of the men are known not to be psulim. If most of the men are known to be ksherim, then even l'chadchila they're allowed to get married. Meaning, so we had this whole series of mishnayos where ishina menes, or do we say Lomi piha anu chayin. So yeah, that's a machlok. It's about b'di'eved, where you're going to rely on her ne'amanus. But when it's not only her ne'amanus, it's also a rov that you have rov anshe amakom. Then even lecharchila, she's allowed to marry a kohen. The Gemara happens to explain that it's not enough to have a rov, but you need a double rov. You need two rovs. You need rov anshe amakom and rov siya. Most of the people who travel through that location in Apsulikuna. That's a big question. Halacha, do we look at this as a statistical kind of thing, or is it just a matter of roves? So 251% roves are certainly work. What about if you have one rove but it's a 98% rove? Would that work? Let's say we had a Shaila Nebuch once of a girl who was raped Nebuch in a park in Israel. So what do you look at? You look at rov of the people in that city. Rov of the people are certainly Jewish and not psulim. Or do you look at, you go to the police records and you look at rov rapists and say, well, rov rapists are maybe not Jewish. So that's a question in halacha, whether we view this from a statistical perspective or it's just that we have these technical roves that have to be fulfilled in order to be matiher to marry a Kohen. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll be back on track with Perek Beis, Mishnayos Aleph and Beis.